In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. What's in a name? Well, it turns out that it can be quite a lot. For this evening, the kids here at Zion have gathered you together to proclaim, to sing, and glorify the name that is above all names, the name of Jesus. Jesus, who is Emmanuel, God with us, who is Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. A name can mean a lot. The angel Gabriel, who announced to Mary and Joseph the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, was not being flippant or sloppy when he told them to name the child Jesus. For he will save his people from their sins. Jesus means the Lord saves. It reveals his identity, his character, and his purpose. He is the Lord himself, and he comes to save. He comes as a man to save his people from their sins. When the prophet Isaiah, centuries earlier, looked forward to God's coming in human flesh, the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, he piled up wonder upon wonder, calling him Emmanuel, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Each reveals a facet of the name of Jesus, the same Savior lying in the manger. He is Wonderful Counselor, the one whose wisdom surpasses all human understanding, who guides us through every darkness with perfect counsel. He is Mighty God, not a mere teacher or prophet, but God himself in human flesh, the Almighty, who humbled himself to be born among us. He is Everlasting Father, tender, protective, eternal in his care, the source of life who adopts us into his family forever. He is Prince of Peace, the one who reconciles heaven and earth, who silences the accusation of sin and speaks, "Peace be with you," into our fearful hearts. He is Emmanuel, God with us, not distant, not far off, not above our concerns or cares or sorrows, but God who enters into our human life to be present with us in every care, concern, and sorrow. Tonight, as our children lift up their voices in song and proclamation, they are doing exactly what the angels did over Bethlehem's field. They are glorifying the name of Jesus, but they are doing far more than that. They are reminding us what is most important in a name. When I give you my name, I give it to you so that you might know me, so that you might call upon me, that you might speak of me. It is that way for me. It is a way for me, that is to say, to give myself to you when we share our names. And so the children tonight want to remind you that the name of Jesus, the name that is above all names, has been given to you and it has been given for you. He has given you his name so that you might know him, who he is and what he does, and so that you may make use of his name, that you may call upon it in every trouble, pray praise and give thanks. His name is not confined to history or to the Christmas carols we hear tonight. His name is living and it is active. It is the name to which every knee will one day bow. It is the only name under heaven given among men by which we may be saved. So as we gaze upon the manger this Christmas Eve, let us hear anew the invitation of that name. When you feel lost, call upon Jesus. The Wonderful Counselor is near. When you feel weak, call upon Jesus. Your Mighty God fights for you. When you feel orphaned or alone, call upon Jesus. Your Everlasting Father will never leave you. When your heart is troubled, call upon Jesus. Your Prince of Peace speaks calm in every storm. In every moment, call upon Jesus, for Emmanuel has come, and he is still and forever God with us. May the name of Jesus be precious in your sight this night and all the days of your life. May it be the first words on your lips in the morning, and may it be the last name on your lips when you say your prayers at night. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest upon you and remain with you always. Now, let us join our children and the heavenly host and sing glory to his glorious name. In the name of Jesus, amen. The ushers may come forward to receive the offering.